And now, Spirit Broadcast brings you Daybreak with Linda Dillon.
Hi there. I'm Linda Dillon with the Council of Love. I'm a little horse, Linda Dillon, with the Council of Love, and welcome to Daybreak. This past week, I've been thinking a lot about doubt and how uncertainty and lack of confidence can and does really wreak havoc in our inner and outer worlds. Doubt is part of the old false grid of humanity. It's part of what the council has called the D group. Doubt, death, despair, destruction, disease, the list is long. That D group, and for that matter, all the old false grids, have been replaced in the past several years by the new grid of humanity. And that particular D group, the doubt group, has been replaced by trust and discernment. And I can feel the council, even as we're talking, asking me to add divine authority to that trust and discernment and divine authority. Living in doubt of yourself, of others, of the universe, to me is tantamount to living in hell, or perhaps maybe limbo or purgatory, because it's not even that clear cut. It's not as clean as hell, is it? And I don't even believe in hell, but you get my drift. Notice that doubt isn't being replaced by certainty, or even the certitude that Archangel Uriel talks to us about. It's being replaced by trust and discernment, not by guarantees. All this pondering has come up for me because I'm about to start teaching again the How to Channel class. This is one of my favorite classes because it's fun and it's filled with all kinds of breakthroughs and aha moments. But what happens every time we've announced this class is I get a whole slew of what I call the doubt inquiries. Don't get me wrong, I wholeheartedly welcome these inquiries. But it also highlights for me how much doubt crops up in our lives, in our psyches, in our souls, in our hearts. How we question ourselves and the universe and wonder, really, if we can measure up. Channeling really brings this whole host of uncertainties to the surface. Now, don't get me wrong. The channel has channeled a surefire method, a sacred pathway in terms of how to learn to channel. So that's not the issue. That's not where the doubt is. So getting the message, getting the ability to verbally, out loud, channel messages isn't the issue. It never has been. The challenge, yes, for the How to Channel class, but also for everyday life, is what do we do with those messages? What do we do with that channeled guidance? And trust me, this is something I deal with myself each and every day. When do you speak and share? When do you stay quiet? When do you take action? When do you stay still? That's where the trust and discernment come in. Trust in yourself, trust in your guides, trust in the universe. And discernment in being clear about what I call the translation factor. How do we translate these incredible, holy, sacred messages into our practical, helpful, everyday life and advice. I loved it earlier this week when Universal Mother Mary came and said very clearly, pray for Syria. It was clear, no nonsense, do this advice. It was perfect. And by the way, the council's very busy today. So by the way, even as I'm talking to you, she's still asking. The mother is renewing her plea. Please pray for Syria. It's not over yet. And she is saying your prayers are making a massive difference. All right, mother, we will. Anywho, back to doubt, trust, and discernment. Because this bit is tricky. Heck, life is tricky. So stay with me here. The Council of Love. My go-to Archangel Gabrielle Gabby, the mother herself, always tells us that there is more. More of everything, more tools, more energy, more healing, more love, and more information, more insights, greater insights. There's always more. Not everything about the universe or even the divine plan is completely shared with any of us. And that's generally for two basic reasons. One is obvious, which is the nature of the unfoldment depends on our free will choices, on our actions. We are in full participation in what our slice of the plan looks like, how it unfolds, how it blossoms. And secondly, and this is harder on us, there are elements of the mother's plan that are very simply beyond our current human comprehension. The mother doesn't tend to talk about this very much. In many ways, I think we're being spoon-fed. For example, our expanded understanding over the past couple of years about the true nature of time, about our interdimensional, multidimensional selves. But to try and get back to the practicality of processing channeled messages and then what we do with them, especially when they're not as straightforward as, say, the mother's plea, please pray for Syria. One of the things that I've learned over the years is that sometimes, yeah, often, channeled messages can be vague. And they're vague to allow for our free will choices to come into play. It's like there are two parts to a channeled message. It's like we receive the message, part one, and then part two is, what are you going to do with it? That's where the trust and discernment come in. Not just that you received a message, but what comes next. Even when you read one of my messages, one of my channelings from the Council of Love, what do you do with it? What comes next? Where you begin is in discernment. Does the message feel pure? Does it touch your heart? And to use the mother's own litmus test, does it feel like love? The mother is very, very clear on this. If it doesn't feel like love, turn away. So if a message ever, any message ever, contains shadows of guilt, of violence, of doubt, of punishment, of divisiveness, of making you feel less than, then it's not real. It's not real in the sense of coming from the divine source of love. And that's where our spidey sense of discernment and trust really comes into play. What I call when I get one of those messages, or I hear one of those messages, or I read one of those messages, I adopt the discern and ditch approach. I let go of it. But what happens when it is real? When it is that incredible, sacred gift to your heart, how do you translate it? Of course, you can ask for further input in how to proceed. That makes perfect sense. But there comes a point when you, when we, when I have to decide how to apply the guidance, how we are going to step up. To me, this isn't a trial at all. It's more of an expression of the mother's huge faith and trust in me, in us, that we will step forward and do what we deem to be the best next step, the best action or inaction. Sometimes the action is doing nothing, taking it in, integrating it, and staying still. This process of the other half of the sacred partnership with the mother, our guides and each other, this is where we're creating Nova Earth. It's the mother's vote of confidence in us. So for the next little while, what I'd love you to do, when you read a channeled message, when you receive a channeled message, and you do the mother's litmus test, a visit of love, and when it is, pay attention in your wonderful trust and discernment, and decide what you're going to do with that guidance. Take the information, the tools, the wisdom, and then apply it in practical, workable ways to your life. Track it. You will be so amazed at what you see and what transpires. I know I do. Continually. So the universe is waiting, and I'm waiting insofar as I'd love to hear from you about how it goes. Thanks for listening. From my heart to yours, all my love. Until the next time, bye for now.